Quick-commerce firms cross 9 million daily orders.
India influencing Canva's product strategy, says co-founder Cameron Adams.
Explained the context layer for AI agents.
10 things to watch in Zekeworth's updated IPO filing.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, India wants to move beyond assembling electronics and start making more of the components that go into them. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has asked the industry to build full design capabilities in India and develop a domestic supply chain for components and subcomponents.
The push is already gathering scale. Niti has cleared nearly 31 more applications involving 7,877 crore rupees of investments under the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme or ECMS.
Now, these projects span 10 states and are expected to generate rupees 82,243 crores in production and nearly 10,000 jobs. With the latest approvals, the government has now cleared 106 applications across around 30 product categories in 15 states under the scheme.
Vaishnav says companies now need to look at their bill of materials, identify which components are still imported, and work with Indian manufacturers to localize them. The government is also planning industry-specific workshops to identify where most of the supply chain can be built locally.
Quick commerce is entering a new phase of scale, with India's largest platforms now processing more than 9 million orders every day.
Yes, the top platforms together are now doing more than 9.5 million daily orders, according to August data from Datum Intelligence and industry sources.
Blinkit remains the largest with around 3.4 to 3.6 million orders a day. Zepto follows at 2.4 to 2.6 million, while Swiggy Instamart is doing between 1.3 and 1.45 million.
And there is another shift happening lower down the leaderboard. Flipkart Minutes has crossed the 1 million daily order mark, while Amazon now is doing around 600,000 to 700,000 orders a day.
So put that in context, Blinkit, Zepto and Instamart together were processing roughly 4.15 to 4.45 million orders a day in March last year. So the market has expanded significantly in just over a year.
The platforms are also looking beyond just order volumes. They are expanding into premium and gourmet groceries, including imported foods, specialty beverages and higher priced products.
The festive season will now be another test, with platforms preparing for higher order volumes and more demand for delivery and dark store workers. From delivering groceries in minutes to designing with AI, Canva says India is becoming an increasingly important market for its product strategy.
Yes, Canva co-founder Cameron Adams told Money Control that India is now its fourth largest market. Over the last 12 months, Indian users have created more than a billion designs and over 250 million videos on the platform.
According to Adams, Indian users are also influencing what the company builds. Products such as Canva Offline and Canva Code 2.0 have seen strong adoption in the country.
AI is a major part of that shift. Adams says Indian users are being particularly focused on AI, while enterprises are also driving AI-related spending.
Canva's India team has tripled in size over the past 2 years, and the company is considering an India campus.
There's also a change in how the company approaches product development. Adams says AI capabilities are changing so quickly that companies can no longer work on the old release cycle of taking months to build and launch a product.
In his words, Canva is moving from being a design platform with AI tools to an AI platform with design tools, and that means products need to keep up with the pace at which AI models themselves are changing. Now to a concept that could become increasingly important as companies deploy more AI agents, the context layer.
Here's the simple version. An AI agent may be able to find a shipment, a customer record, and an inventory number, but that doesn't necessarily mean it understands how those three things are connected.
That's where ontology comes in. It maps the relationships between different pieces of information, so an AI system can understand what a business event actually means.
Take a delayed shipment, for example. An agent needs to know not just that a vessel is late, but which order it affects. So which customer is waiting, what inventory is involved, and potentially what the revenue impact could be.
The idea itself isn't new. Ontology has existed in data architecture for years. What's changing is that AI agents are making that business context much more important. Companies including Palantir, Databricks, Snowflake, Infosys, and Tridence are developing their own approaches.
But building these relationships isn't straightforward. Every company has different definitions, systems, and processes. Someone still needs to establish what a customer, product, or a transaction means within that particular business.
So the next phase of enterprise AI may not be just about making models more intelligent. It could also be about giving those models enough context to understand how an organization actually works. Now to Zwork, which is heading towards the public markets, and its updated DRHP gave us a lot to unpack.
Yes, the manufacturing tech platform plans to raise up to ₹2,600 crores through a fresh issue, while existing shareholders will sell up to 9.68 crore shares through an offer for sale. There could also be a pre-IPO placement, according to the DRHP, of up to 520 crore rupees, which would reduce the fresh issue if completed.
The fresh capital is largely about deleveraging. Zwork plans to use it to repay or prepay borrowings at the company and several subsidiaries, with the remaining proceeds going towards unidentified acquisitions and general corporate purposes.
The OFS includes both founders Amrit Acharya and Srinath Ramakrishnan, along with promoter group entity Creovate Innovation and investors including Peak 15, Axel, Lightspeed and K Capital.
The operating numbers have improved sharply. Revenue from continuing operations rose 40% to 15,913 crore in FY26, while adjusted EBITDA increased to 421 crore from 323 crore.
Adjusted profit before tax also turned positive at 45 odd crores for Zwork, but reported profitability remains a key issue. Zwork posted a restated loss of about 1,600 crores in FY26, compared with just 371 crores a year earlier. Now, this is partly due to exceptional changes and 453 crores of impairment related to its discontinued civil infra works business.
There are several risks in the DRHP. The company's adjusted EBITDA margin is only 2.65%. Its top 10 customers account for nearly 36% of revenue, and some promoter shares are pledged.
There's also a major legal dispute in the US. Zwork is seeking damages from Iyer Energy, while Iyer Energy has filed a counterclaim of at least $1 billion or around 9,531 crores. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.